Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1115. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. On this show, I answer a question that someone's asked of me and others have asked when I coach them, and that is, can an employer really find out that I was fired and not laid off? Hope you find this helpful. Please give it 5 stars in Apple Music, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show. And it's Friday, and I'm beat. And I got another show tomorrow and another group of them next week. And hope you have a good weekend. If you're in the U.S., I hope you enjoy your celebration of Memorial Day. And with that, let's get going. You know, people invariably are worried that if they are fired from a job, not laid off, but fired from a job, the next employer is going to find out. That's true. They can find out. See, what happens is if you sign a form at the time of the application that allows a firm to check a reference, or at the time you've accepted an offer, if you sign something that allows them to do a background check that includes a reference from a former employer, large firms generally will release that information. They may say they don't have a policy. Invariably, there's some way that you're at risk of it coming out. Now, I want to be clear. There I'm talking about large firms. Small firms, if a small firm is hiring you, the likelihood is, you can provide the references for them to check. And the result winds up being, it's not like you're going to give the boss that fired you for incompetence as a reference, right? You can pick a peer. You can pick someone who's a peer who says they were your manager or lead or whatever to support your candidacy. However, large firms, they're not going to put up with that. They are going to want the okay to contact your former employer. Your only hope there is if the former employer has a policy that says, we don't release any information. Now, I've recently had something where I was coaching someone who was looking for a position, having been fired by a former boss, who, the way he tells the story, just didn't like him and never gave him a chance after he had years of service with the firm and had done a fine job, but this one just had it out for him. But what the truth is, I have no idea. But at the time he was fired, they indicated they wouldn't say anything adverse about his candidacy. But there was a point where, he found out that this manager had. So I told him to call up the head of HR and say to them something very simple. And the simple statement I asked them to tell them was, it has come to my attention that your firm has violated an agreement that you made with me. The agreement was not to provide an adverse reference. I know that this has happened. I want to be clear. If it happens again, I will take strong and forceful action. I am sure you will not want to do this again, and you will insist your staff abide by the agreement. I had another situation where I had a senior professional who was facing an adverse reference. The senior management of his firm had again promised a good reference. He's coming up on a final interview. I suggest to him, actually it wasn't a final interview. The executive search firm was going to be calling to do a reference check prior to a meeting with their client. So I suggest that he call up the president of the firm and say, hi, just checking in with you. You may get a call from someone representing about a position I'm up for. I would really appreciate it if you kept your agreement and provided a great reference, which they did. The point of the stories that I'm telling is if you've been fired, the goal is to get an agreement out the door that basically says either one of a couple of things. Number one is you'll provide me with a great reference and talk about economic circumstances dictating, you know, the dismissal. Number two is that they, as an institution, state that they do not provide references for anyone, and they act that way should someone check a reference. The last area of background checking that can become questionable is dates of employment. What I always tell people is if you're not sure of the date, next to the date on the application, you put the phrase or the expression approx for approximately, which signals that you're not absolutely sure of the date. Now, if you're lying about your dates, that's something that if they check the background, check your background, they'll find pretty quickly, especially if you're covering up 6 months here or a year or there. You know, that is really next to impossible to get away with. I'll simply say that you're just better off being forthcoming rather than shooting yourself in the foot after you work so long to get this position. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.